USA News Update. The Pentagon says a high-altitude object that posed a threat to the U.S. was shot down today after it entered American airspace.
At the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
Brigadier General Ryder said it was detected flying over Alaska at about 40,000 feet. It was taken down almost a week after a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down over the U.S. The president is going to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. He'll also meet with Poland's president. Wall Street is closing mixed to end a volatile week. Investors continue to weigh quarterly earnings along recent commentary from Federal Reserve officials. Lyft shares tanked more than 30% on a disappointing fourth quarter report. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.